This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday is upon us, 25th of July. See, where will we be a week from today? We'll be in the 1st of August a week from today. How about them apples? Extra info time on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all at the ready with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Mueller report, front and center, a disaster for Democrats. So says one headline. I want to talk about the fires in the West Coast or on the western part of the country. In a bit, but first let's get to the Mueller extravaganza, or whatever you want to call it, Jennifer.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. Definitely not what people were thinking. This was divided into two sections. So Mueller testified first before Nadler's Judiciary Committee, and in that they were supposed to primarily focus on part two of the report, which is about obstruction. Then, later in the day, he sat before Adam Schiff and the Intelligence Committee, and that was when he talked about part one, which was about conspiracy and collusion with Russia between the Trump campaign and actually, in general, just American citizens and Russia about interference in the election. But I think why Chris Wallace said it was a disaster for Democrats, and he's not the only one. Chuck Todd, a lot of Jeffrey Toobin on CNN, me, a lot of people who watched this whole thing all the way through. Robert Mueller, this was not his first time to sit before Congress and testify. I think it was like his 20th time, actually. And I think many people thought that there would be conviction in the words of Robert Mueller. But what we saw, and it was almost sad, I don't mean to be flippant about it. I mean, he was, the headline on Drudge was dazed and confused. He couldn't hear the answer. He couldn't hear the questions. He obviously did not have anything to do with writing the report. Many of the Republicans on the panel got him to admit that he wasn't really even in any of the interviews. So what Republicans and what everybody, forget party preference, what people were able to glean from this testimony is that Robert Mueller was pretty much appointed as a figurehead for this investigation. He had very little to do with it. He had no idea what was in his own report. And he even admitted that the words that he spoke at a press conference were not written by him. Instead, they were written by his investigators. The problem with that, and what we've heard from a lot of Republicans and critics of the investigation, is that the Mueller investigative team has been made up primarily of lawyers who used to be fundraisers and lawyers for Hillary Clinton, including Andrew Weissman, who was one that was mentioned by name. The reason, remember yesterday, when we were talking about this, I said it's kind of weird. In the last 24 hours, Mueller asked for one of his attorneys to be present with him. Yeah. We talked about how that's unusual. Well, clearly the reason that he was there is because he was whispering to Mueller about where things were in the report because he had no clue. So the narrative that this sets up is that these party lawyers, these lawyers who are clearly Democrats working with the Clintons, were the ones that were actually running the investigation and the resulting report. So that indicates bias. It doesn't take a lot to draw a lot of lines, and it really does take away even more credibility from the investigation. The biggest moment for the Democrats came during the part one, during the judiciary hearing, when California Congressman Ted Lieu said to Mueller, would you have charged the president if not for the OLC ruling? The OLC is the Office of Legal Counsel. Robert Mueller said yes, and that was the big moment for Democrats. That was like the smoking gun. But then Robert Mueller came back and sat before the Judiciary Committee, and when he made his opening remarks, he said, I have to correct the record. My answer was that yes, he said, that's not what I meant at all. There really was no clear indication. We never pursued obstruction charges at all. I can't tell you that I would have charged the president. So that great moment for Democrats disappeared relatively quickly, and it was a kind of a shell of a man. He was stumbling and bumbling, and it was really bizarre to watch the whole day unfold.
All right. So, did anybody else watch it, Victoria and Kara?
bits and pieces. It was 7 hours long, so I have other things to do. Yeah. But I know what Jen means. My first thought was, this guy's a prosecutor? I felt like his sentences weren't very fluid. I felt like his, I don't know, there was something off. Maybe he was nervous. I don't know. He did not act like what you would expect a prosecutor to sound like or his... Or to look like.
Just someone who was in control of the investigation.
Right, exactly. That's the authoritativeness that was. I watched a little of it, and I didn't, you know, I was never much of a fan of the idea, and I wasn't much of a fan of spending a lot of time. I haven't been a fan of the investigation, and it's funny because I didn't know why until yesterday, or when Jennifer really just encapsulated it so well. He didn't do anything. This guy really was a figurehead. And that's something that was not known, although I felt it, the man is very smart, very good at his job, but he didn't have a job to do here, or he didn't do the job. Other people did.
Or he was an aggregator of everyone else's reports or whatever. He was obviously briefed on it. It did seem obvious that he didn't write the report.
It was a brief.
This is my theory. My theory is that there's something wrong with him, and that's why I'm like being kind. At first, I was laughing about it because I thought, oh my gosh, this guy needs to be like a spokesperson for Geritol. But the more I watched, and I listened to all 7 hours because I don't have a life, I guess. But I had to go through all this for the programs that I do, and so in listening to it, I thought there's. At the end of the day, at the end of all of it, I don't mean the end of the day figurative like everybody else says, but literally at the end of the hearings, I thought to myself, there is something wrong with him. Either I hate to diagnose people, but there's clearly something that's going on. And people must have known this, but they also know about his reputation, and they knew that he was a Republican. And so whoever appointed him, which was Rod Rosenstein, at the acting attorney general appointed him, knew that he could be a figurehead that would have the appearance of a fair investigation into Trump, because he's a Republican and people thought great things about him. But he had nothing to do with it. He had nothing to do with it. I had an interview with Jerome Corsi, who was a part of this investigation, and Jerome Corsi contended that he was being intimidated to change his story, to make up lies, or they said they'd throw him in jail for life and his family would never see him again. And what really struck me is
The people that he was working with, who gave him
the
that
investigator, the Mueller investigators. In fact, Jerome Corsi went everywhere on this. The team that was interrogating him, essentially,
and refresh everybody
or questioning
with whom
him.
Jerome Corsi was?
Jerome Corsi works for, what's his face, that's on the, that says Sandy Hook didn't happen, Alex Jones. And he also has written books, and he's a bit of a conspiracy theorist, but he was accused by Mueller's team of giving information about the WikiLeaks leak to Roger Stone then feeding it to President Trump.
Of course he was.
Jerome Corsi was like, look, I didn't. I just heard the writing on the wall. He basically talked to Jim Rosen, who was a former reporter for Fox, who gave him the tip that someone was hacking WikiLeaks. And so he said, I took the tip and I said something. He's like, I didn't do anything. He goes, it was kind of just a prediction that I knew it was going to happen based on the information that I had. He said, no one gave me any, like, you know, I didn't have any intel from Russia about this. And so they wanted him to change his story. That's what Jerome Corsi said, that he was intimidated by Mueller investigators. They told him he would never see his wife again, that he would die because he's 70-something years old, and they would put him away for life, and that he'd never see his wife again.
Oh,
and they scared the hell out of him.
You think that's true?
I mean, if it's true.
I've talked to him multiple times, and so this is what I'm telling you. When I talked to him, I said, wow, how can that be true? I've heard the reputation of Robert Mueller. That doesn't even seem like it would be legal. And it hit me yesterday. Jerome Corsi is absolutely telling the truth, because this investigation was not run by Robert Mueller at all. His name was used because he's a Republican to give it some credibility. He was not even, he might have sat in the office, but he had nothing to do with this.
All right, so
it's reminiscent of the threats that Monica Lewinsky got too. Remember when they held her in a hotel room for however many days without any counsel? And
this country is run in part by a bunch of thugs.
Just not be allowed anymore.
It has. It's thuggery. It's nothing but two-bit thuggery. So the bottom line here is, though, it would appear after all of this, especially if Democrats were running the investigation, that at the end of the day, when Trump said, I feel good, or whatever else it is, if the Democrats, who so didn't want him to succeed, they wanted to find a way to get him, the Democrats who were on that team that you've talked about under Mueller's aegis, they found nothing. So it would make Trump feel better at the end of the day, it would seem.
There was an argument about the exoneration word, and one of the Republican congressmen who I was not familiar with, I think it was either Turner, I think it was either Representative Turner or Welsh, and I was not familiar with either of them. They haven't been front and center on the radar. But he made the point. He said, you know, where did you go to law school? And Mueller told him. And he said, well, I went to law school, too. I went here. But I went to your school and consulted with the books and curriculum at the school that you went to, Mr. Mueller, because you wrote in the report that you could not exonerate the president. And he said, when has that ever been written in any report about anybody? Nobody can exonerate anybody. In fact, your job is to either recommend charges or not. And why did you use that word exoneration? And basically got Mueller to admit it was political. So everything sort of fell apart and I think you could even hear Adam Schiff, because he was the one who closed everything out for the day, change the narrative from crimes and obstruction. At the end of it all, his closing statements were about morality, and he changed. So now the Democratic Party is going to be lecturing people about morality and what's, you know, all of this stuff, when before it was about evidence that he had seen of conspiracy and collusion. He promised the American people he had seen it, and the tune completely changed.
All right, so Michael
really
Cohen. Watches.
Yeah, he was brought up too.
Right. He watches from jail. He issued a statement. Quote, Mr. Mueller had the world stage to answer questions regarding obstruction and witness tampering. Sadly, his reluctance just continues to leave the debate open and those responsible free from prosecution for the moment. The American people deserve more. The allegations raised against me in the Steele dossier were blatant lies. At least today's hearing confirmed this. If our elected officials want more information or clarification, they know where to find me. So what do we take away from that?
He admitted it under oath that it was a lie. Remember, they actually went through and started talking about the news reports about what was leaked out from the Mueller report. One of them was that Michael Cohen had gone to Prague to meet with Russians, and Robert Mueller said under oath, no, that wasn't true. He didn't go to Prague.
So why Michael is Cohen in jail? Does Michael Cohen deserve to get out of jail?
He's in jail. No, he's not in jail even because of this stuff. He's in jail because of all the fraud in New York City with his license and tax evasion.
Which he just got caught because he was in the spotlight.
Yeah, but exactly why Democrats shouldn't be using it like he was put in jail for Trump stuff. They've ruined people's lives. Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, Michael Flynn, who's a decorated war hero.
Michael
they brought these people down.
Michael Flynn is not a good guy.
Michael Cohen's
not either.
I'm not saying Michael Cohen's a good guy, but Michael Flynn is. I do believe that he is.
Yeah.
And he's ruined.
It's politics, and politics pretty dirty here in America and elsewhere. It just is. It's dirty. It's dirt. Crap. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, something not dirty, something not crap, something really good comes of the work done by Mike Lindell and his crew. Mike Lindell, if you're not familiar with his name, is the inventor of MyPillow and also responsible for all the other great things that come from MyPillow at MyPillow.com. This has been going on for years and years and years. He came up with the MyPillow idea because he was an engineer and he couldn't get a good night's rest. He said it was his pillows. He didn't like the fact that he couldn't keep the pillow under his neck, all sort of propped up about a neck, and then all of that stuff that we all have, those problems, we all have them. So if you have the problems that Mike Lindell had, or I had, or Jennifer had, or Victoria had, whoever, if you have a tough time because your pillows are weak, they're soft, they're nothing worse than a soft pillow, you can adjust your MyPillow for the perfect fit. Whether you're a back sleeper, whether you're a side sleeper, it doesn't make any difference. And then all the other things you find at MyPillow.com that help you have a great night's sleep, whether it's other pillows, whether it's sheets, mattress toppers, all that great stuff. Sleep like a baby. Go to MyPillow.com and order any of the items that are there from 35 to 65% off using the DJV code. Sleep better with MyPillow. Start with the pillows for every room in your house, or at least every bedroom. MyPillow.com. Fabulous deals using the promo code DJV.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Song called The Archer from Taylor Swift. She has announced that she'll be decoding a clue from the You Need to Calm Down music video, where an arrow hits a target with the number 5 on it. Does that mean she's dating a 5-year-old? Maybe that's what that means.
No.
No, it doesn't mean that. Swift has unveiled a third song from Lover, new song called The Archer, fifth song from the track list. Swift told fans in a video, quote, track 5 is kind of a tradition that really started with you guys, because I didn't realize I was doing this, but as I was making albums, I was instinctively putting very vulnerable, personal, honest, emotional songs as track 5. Is that true on all of her albums? Do you catch that?
I'm not enough of a fan to catch that, but her fans are like little Sherlock Holmes and Watson teams, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and she listed a bunch of songs that were track 5, and those ones are pretty emotional. Like White Horse and All Too Well, and all of those are very emotional songs.
Mm-hmm. She then reminisced about personal track 5s of the past.
You're going to say the same thing I did.
Yeah. No, I am reiterating.
You wasn't listening.
Yes, I was. Yeah. It goes back to 1989. I didn't know she'd been around that long.
That's when she was born.
She's 30
this year.
Okay. Seventh studio album, Lover, is out the 23rd of next month. You want to add anything else that, I don't know,
Kara? I've got to say, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of this song. A lot of people have compared it to kind of like a Time After Time type thing, or it's, you know, got kind of like an 80s feel, but it doesn't move very much to me. It's very boring, so I don't know. It doesn't really evoke any emotions to me, so I'm hoping I like her other songs on the album better.
So does that mean it doesn't tell the story as well as it needs to be told?
I just don't really think that. I don't know. I was reading. I'm a comment reader, which is that's bad sometimes on YouTube. And a lot of people really seem to love it, and they were talking about how great of a lyricist she is. But I'm listening to the lyrics, and they don't say anything to me. So Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it really tells that good of a story.
Do you have to have been hurt like she was in order to hear the emotion or feel it, sense it?
I think you can't feel it because she sounds like she's in a Campbell soup can.
Well, she also, I think, is playing the victim here a lot. There's a lot of woe is me in this song, and that's not a vibe that I like, so this is not really doing it for me.
Yeah, I've only listened once or twice, so maybe it'll get stuck in my head and I'll start liking it more, but as of now, it doesn't really do that much.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, she and Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, and Lil Nas X lead the nomination for the 2019 MTV Music Awards, the Video Music Awards. The ceremony will air live from New Jersey on Monday, the 26th of August, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Grande and Swift tied for the most nominations, 10 each. Swift's Me, featuring Panic at the Disco's Brendon Urie, nominated for Best Collaboration, while the song Video got nods for the Best Visual Effects and Best Cinematography. Swift's vibrant LGBT-themed You Need to Calm Down got 7 nominations. Ariana Grande's Thank You next swept 4 nominations. Video of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Pop, and Best Cinematography. Grande was also tapped for Artist of the Year. First-time nominee Billie Eilish. Is it Eilish or Eilish?
Eilish.
Eilish, okay. 9 nods. Lil Nas X, I have no credibility here, Kara. What
remember
about?
We were talking about him? He just redid Billy Ray Cyrus's song. Yeah.
Yeah, that was nominated.
So that's up for Song of the Year now. It's become such a viral hit.
Shawn Mendes received 5 nominations, including Artist of the Year. His new girlfriend, Camila Cabello. Yeah.
Who, Cabello.
Cabello. Took home. Why did you just change the spelling? C-A-B-E-Y.
Oh,
because that's how Spanish works.
Make it easier for you.
Yeah, make it much easier for me. Thank you. Artist of the Year, Video of the Year for Havana. Last year's Video Music Awards. Also nominated this year for her collaboration with Mendez on Senorita. All right, so that's the story. 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are 3 straightforward steps. Step 1, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step 2, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step 3, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the 3 steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosello, says he will be resigning the governorship effective the 2nd of August.
I want to respect the Constitution, and I want to secure an orderly transition.
That's Rosello speaking through a translator. There have been calls for Rosello to step down for weeks since there were leaked messages in which Rosello was seen to have made derogatory comments about gay people, women, and Hurricane Maria victims. Republicans say nothing new came out of Robert Mueller's testimony before 2 House committees yesterday, but the top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi says the appearances were meaningful.
It is a crossing of a threshold in terms of the public awareness of what happened and how it conforms to the law or not.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money. Money! Money! Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
At the hour on the Thursday DJV program, 25th of July, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I want to focus on the fires that are going on around the country in a few moments. I think Muller time. You know, and they talk, the beer commercials, it's Muller time. No,
it's Muller time.
Let's move on from that to another focus on another person who's been in the news, Michael Epstein. Now, what's Epstein's first name? Joseph?
Jeffrey.
All right. So, is he trying to off himself or what, Victoria?
I don't know. I don't know this story. I was just listening behind the scenes. I was going to talk about RBG.
RBG,
I've got some info on Jeffrey. He was found actually in his cell on Tuesday, and they said he was nearly unconscious. He had injuries to his neck after what they think could have been a possible suicide attempt, and they are the sources at the prison or the jail where he is. He's sitting, waiting for trial. He was discovered by guards. He was sprawled out on the floor at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, where he's being held without bail for sex trafficking charges. He was taken to a nearby hospital. It's unclear as to how he suffered neck injuries, but the investigators believe Epstein may have done it to himself. either on purpose or as a ploy to get transferred out of the jail. Remember, just last week, his lawyers were asking that he be released on bail, and he was willing to pay millions to get out on bail. It's also possible, they say, that he was attacked by another inmate. He has been in jail since July 6th when he was busted on sex trafficking conspiracy charges.
All right. So I'm sorry I got that.
There you go.
Out of, yeah,
I'm less likely to think that he was attacked by someone else. The Manhattan Correctional Facility, that's where El Chapo was held while he was in trial. That's not like a Gen Pop kind of prison, you know, where at lunchtime someone gets shanked. It's not like that. And so I don't know. I find it hard to believe. I think he's in the hospital right now, probably enjoying the Jell-O, because that's like a vacation from, you know, sitting in a room.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, this is a guy that, let's be honest, like, this is a guy that when they went through the safe, they found he had a fake passport, a Saudi passport with his picture and a different name. This guy has connections all around the globe. He easily is a flight risk. So that's why I'm
not
happy
even sure that was a fake passport. I think it was made by the Saudis for him.
Probably was very real.
Saudi pals, yeah.
I wonder what his Saudi name is.
Mm-hmm.
The only, and I actually, I'm with you, Victor. I think he probably did it to himself. But there is that chance, because there is that justice in jail where inmates go after other
sex predators. Right, but if it was a regular
jail, yeah,
but if it was a regular prison, like if he was at Rikers, I would totally buy it that it was, you know, prison justice. But he's not in that type of place, so I don't know. I'm not buying it.
Others can't really get at him that way, in that way at that place, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Meanwhile, back to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was in Victoria's focus. Sorry to sort of twist and turn there.
That's okay.
Victoria.
RBG has been, she's been trending because she gave her first interview in a really long time, and it was with NPR, and she was discussing her current state of health, which a lot of people have wondered. She's kind of been through the ringer. She's 86 years old. She's had a lot of recent health issues. She's had surgery. She's had a broken rib. She's had pneumonia. She's had two different rounds of cancer. So she wants to let everyone know she's very much alive. And she said, kind of in a funny quote that really went viral pretty quickly, and this is referencing Senator Jim Bunning, who was a senator from Kentucky. He was a Republican. He died in 2017.
Great baseball player, actually. But before he was a senator, he was a baseball player.
Okay.
Well, very well.
In 2009, when Ruth Bader Ginsburg announced that she had pancreatic cancer, he had told everyone that she would soon die from the cancer. And so in this new interview, and he was not very nice about it, but he later apologized, apparently, before he died.
He died of pancreatic cancer.
I don't know what he died from, but her quote that went viral, she said, "There was a senator, I think it was after the pancreatic cancer, who announced with great glee that I was going to be dead within 6 months. That senator, whose name I've forgotten, is now himself dead, and I am very much alive." So that quote went all over social media, the internet, everywhere yesterday. A defiant little squirrely chicken that she is, she says she has no plans to step down, and she plans on serving for many, many more years. Is she the oldest now, or she the second oldest?
There's someone older than her.
I thought there was someone who was maybe 1 year older, but I don't remember.
Let's see.
I think she's there. But Bunning was a very interesting character in his own right. He was elected because he was a very popular baseball player. Played for two or three teams. As a matter of fact, I think he played for the Red Sox. He was a pitcher. And he then went on to political fame and was pretty outspoken about things and not smart. Yeah, that's
well, there's an example
like
of karma coming right
not,
back at you.
Not smart. He did die.
Wishing death
not mistaken,
on someone
of pancreatic cancer. So that's that story. Meanwhile, a couple of items that we ought to at least spend some time on here, looking around. I'd like to be the first to get information to most of you on what's going on. I promise myself every day that we're going to find things that will rise above what pretty much everybody else does. And I think this speaks to that. If you look around, I'm doing sort of a collective here, and so pardon me if I don't have all the facts right, because I'm looking at a number of different pieces of information about these fires. There are 40 large fires and at least 100 in a collective that are moving across the country. I guess in a manner of speaking, they're moving across. If you look where they are, there are half a dozen bad fires in Texas, Oklahoma, Arizona, New Mexico, up into the Central Plains, all the way over to Nevada, up in Montana and Idaho, and on the West Coast. You can see them. There's high fire danger in these areas where there hasn't been a lot of rain, and evacuations in some of these places, because there now appears to be rain headed in the direction of many of these monsoon rains, which will produce.
That's worse because when you get lightning strikes, that cause more fires. Yeah,
cause more fires.
The wildfire I'm seeing the most about is one that's in Idaho that has burned 113,000 acres, and it's evacuated this nuclear energy research lab. So I guess there's some good news. They got some partial containment on it, but that's still threatening.
Well,
you don't want to mess with the nuclear facilities, that's for sure.
If you look at the high temperatures, talking to my friend Dr. Jack Stockwell, the temperatures in Salt Lake City where he is, up into the 90s, almost 100 degrees in Billings, where we're heard, and close to 90 in Great Falls, Montana, where we're heard, and 90-some-odd degrees in Boise, where we're heard, 96 in Reno, 104 in Redding, where we're heard, 106 in Fresno today, 105 in Phoenix, 111 in Palm Springs, 104 in Las Vegas today. So this heat advisory of temperatures over 100 in these areas, which then will create the circumstances for these lightning, these huge thunderstorms, and the lightning that comes with them often, as Jennifer just suggested, causes the same kind of problem. And the Southwest is going to have, over the next several days, this sort of a problem. It's not a pleasant place to be. And many of you who have seen the heavy rains, let's see, up in Durango, Colorado, had a huge storm there last night. Flagstaff, Arizona as well. Santa Fe, Albuquerque, 2-3 inches of rain there. And the lightning, even though there's all this rain, the lightning starts stuff. It puts it out. The rain puts most of it out, but it's still over the next few days.
But this
days,
is also global. Yeah, this is global. I read a study yesterday that July is on track to become the Earth's hottest month on record. Like, of any month of any year, the current month we're in now is on track to become the hottest ever globally. And they had, even during the World Cup, they had over 100 degrees in Paris and into parts of France where they were playing. It's just, it's been a global phenomenon.
The key there is the hottest on record. Certainly in the last 150 years since the records have been kept, these situations don't seem to have existed, giving more credibility to the fact that things are changing. And there was a lightning strike in Florida at the beach yesterday that injured 8 or 9 people because of the where they were and where the lightning landed. This is the weather. The weather's a big story. It just is. Here, there, and everywhere. We're not following what's going on in other countries. There are a lot of severe storms taking place in Europe this summer. There's not much action in the Middle East because the weather there doesn't change much. But apparently in Russia there have been some really off weather phenomenon, and up in Scandinavia as well. So that's what's happening in the weather department. And with these fires, keep just an eye on. This is the kind of weather that people... It's funny. In the snow time, in the winter time, we all complain, oh, I can hardly wait for summer. And we get to summer, and these heat people, oh, I wish it was winter time so I could stay cool. That's what happens.
It's been a mild summer for us in California, but the last couple of days, I've been wishing for it. I go, whoa, this summer I've been wanting to be here is send it back.
Yep. Today is International Red Shoe Day, as opposed to International Red Nose Day, which happens earlier in the year, and this has nothing to do with it. I just was thinking that to myself, and so I thought I'd think out loud. International Red Shoe Day remembers and celebrates all those who have passed away from Lyme disease and other invisible diseases like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. Found in memory of Theda Meint of Australia, who passed away from Lyme disease in 2013 on this day. A friend asked what her favorite color had been. She was told, her favorite color was green. Unless it was shoes, she loved red shoes. Her friends then founded the Global Lyme and Invisible Illness Organization, afterwards officially created this day, the observing of, that's one, so this would be 2, 3, 4, 5 since 2013. This would be the sixth anniversary of her death, day marked by people remembering and sharing memories of those they have lost. I've never heard of this before, actually. I'm glad you brought it to our attention, Victoria, with your research, because I didn't know
I hadn't heard of it either.
Yeah. Okay. So something else that you didn't know about. Now you know what's going on in that department. I haven't seen any great sports news. Have the football players gone back into camp? They're back in camp now, aren't they?
Not yet. August.
Okay. Couple weeks, yeah.
Oh, okay. So their football, there hasn't been a lot of baseball. All I see are pictures of the various Trumpsters, and I look around at the various sources and the other side, and okay, Jeffrey Epstein gets injured in a Manhattan jail cell, yada, yada, yada. So, let us move along. That's my summary of the news of the day, folks.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yes. Jennifer, speaking of yada, yada, Jerry Seinfeld doing that car comedian thing, coffee. Is he still doing that?
Yeah, we talked about that recently. He just, I think on Monday we talked about it. He just did the upfronts for the next season with Eddie Murphy. And Eddie Murphy made the announcement that he was going to go back to doing stand-up.
Yes. Okay. So now I remember. Yeah, all this stuff in my brain, Victoria. Sometimes I forget a few things here and there. It just happens. What do we have for television tonight to watch, Jennifer? What are we going to be distracted by?
Not much, sadly. Thursdays in July are rough, but I will give you a few highlights. On USA Tonight at 10 o'clock, Queen of the South is new. That's about the drug queen pin, Teresa. She's been in lots of hot water since she moved to Louisiana, and the situation continues tonight when an FBI informant threatens her empire. Oh, no. Queen of the South, 10 o'clock on USA. If you're getting ready for Shark Week, Victoria, it's imminent. The arrival is coming. But over on Alone on the History Channel, survivalists are more than a month into their solo time in the Arctic, and it's Wolverine Week. One person has a close encounter with a Wolverine, and it's a doozy. You can check it out Alone on the History Channel at 10 o'clock. On the networks tonight, Fox has a new episode of Master Chef, followed by their new game show, Spin the Wheel. That all starts at 8 o'clock. The usual fare with the game shows on ABC tonight. Love Island still going on CBS. iZombie is new on the CW. A&E has a show that I get caught watching. It's like a train wreck called Live Rescue, where it follows firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs. You can watch some of that live action at 9 o'clock on A&E. And other than that, I think that's those are your best picks.
It was a
Little Women
interview.
LA is back on Lifetime.
Okay. There was an interview with Mariano Rivera, who used to play for the Yankees. Remember him? He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. The reason I bring it up is because a lot of news media has criticized him because of his quote-unquote far-right views and his extremist support of President Trump, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I wonder if there would be interviews that are focused on the people who are left of center, who support left-leaning candidate. I don't see those interviews.
Every single one. Yesterday, Bette Midler got into trouble on Twitter. She was trending because she had a picture of a Trump rally, and there were some black people around behind the president. And she said, oh, these people must be paid. And so then people started calling her a racist on Twitter. I mean, the left is the left in Hollywood, so that's why it's not unusual.
Well, but, okay, so you're saying that there are as many interviews of people who are criticized for being left of center as there are being right of center or supporters.
I suggest to you that Hollywood sports celebrities are usually far left, so it's far less noticeable to provide an interview. And then when they get someone like Mariano Rivera, who happens to be on the right, that becomes a big deal.
All right. Some people say he's a racist, and that was why he was interviewed. Whatever. 10 before the hour, filling us all our heads with info on the DJV show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour. Let's get to it. Victoria Keelan here with the latest on the Apple 6 iPhone. Look out below. Look out below!
Yeah, not great news if you have an Apple iPhone 6. It was insanely popular back in 2014 when it was first released. And, you know, the interesting thing about it, of all of the iPhones, the iPhone 6 has lasted longer than any other model. So much so that here we are in 2019, 5 years later, and these phones normally have about an 18-month to 2-year shelf life, and that's by design. And these iPhone 6s are still around 5 years later, most of them in very good working order. However, Apple is basically killing them off. In September, Apple will release iOS 13. That's the operating system upgrade. And most customers who have Apple iPhones will download the free software, but it will only work on an iPhone 6S and moving forward. Now, the 6S came out in 2015. If you have an original iPhone 6, which a lot of people still do, Kara's included, my husband still has a 6, and it's working fairly well, you won't have any software updates, and you're basically going to have a phone that won't work anymore. So, what to do? You've got some choices. If you want an iPhone 7, which I advise against, they're running about $449 to $569 for the Plus version right now if you want to buy a brand new one. The problem with if you buy an iPhone 7, you're only going to get maybe a year and a half out of it, and that's a lot of money to spend to only get 1 year. The iPhone 8 is probably your best bet because that came out in 2017. It'll run about $600 for the iPhone 8, the $699 for the 8 Plus. Apple doesn't sell the 2017 edition of iPhone 10 anymore. You can still buy it at third parties like Best Buy and Amazon for between $800 and $900. The iPhone XR is running about $749, and the XS, which was the cheaper model, is about $999. If you want to buy a used one, look to Gazelle, Amazon, and eBay. They have extremely affordable iPhone 8s available. The most economical ones were actually on eBay, and they were priced between $328 and $428, which is a really good price for an iPhone 8. And, again, the question a lot lot of people are going to be asking, why can't I just continue with iPhone 6? Well, when Apple discontinues a product, you no longer have any software updates, which means you have no security. Now, it's not that the phone won't work. It will still work in limited capacity, but what's really dangerous is you have no security protection anymore. And so that essentially will make the phone inoperable. And so it's recommended, like I said, steer away from the 7 if you have a 6. I always skip a model anyway, so jump up to the 8. That's your best budget bet.
There you go. Here's the story of the new iPhone 11. There are rumors making the rounds, and it's not even released yet. Let's find out what's going on.
The Geek Out. We are deep into the well of iPhone 11 rumors, and at this point, anybody who cares enough can pretty much assume they've seen what the next generation smartphone from Apple is going to look like. The popular YouTube channel Unbox Therapy even shipped a video showing off a mock-up that was about as official-looking as anything we'd previously seen. By all accounts, the big shift will be the camera array on the back. It's square, increasing in size to house 3 cameras, which is also what is rumored for the upcoming Pixel 4. The other rumor up in the air is what's happening with Face ID and Touch ID. Is one going away for the other, or are we now getting both? It's expected the Apple event to reveal the iPhone 11 and its variants will happen in early September, and we'll keep you posted here at The Geek Out.
Hop into the all-new greater-than-ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota SafetySense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Next up here on Tech Talk, the House has approved some new rules. If you're getting robocalls like the rest of us pretty much are, you'll be interested
Everybody.
In this.
Yep. Yeah. So while most people were watching the Robert Mueller stuff yesterday, the House of Representatives was at work and they approved an anti-robocalling measure, which is going to put some pressure on telecoms and the FCC to deal with robocalls. The Energy and Commerce Committee approved the Stopping Bad Robocalls Act unanimously, sent it to the floor where it passed 429-3. Now, I don't know who those three people are, but I guess they're the only three with, I don't know, maybe they have flip phones, I don't know, maybe they have no phone. But if it becomes a law, the bill will make it easier for the government to impose tougher penalties on illegal robocallers and fraudsters, and then demand also that carriers deploy call authentication tech, which they all have it. They just haven't all rolled it out yet. AT&T is the first one to roll that technology out. And so it would also require the FCC to get involved and really stay on top of this stuff. And so I think it's a great thing. The Senate has another bill, but that's probably not going to pass. This is the one to go with.
There you go. Info from Victoria. Thank you. This is the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.